The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, Shalene. My name is Laura Gendron. I have been following your podcast and everything that you've put out there for a while now. And I just listened to the one about the starting a membership coaching call. And I got so much value out of it that I finally am sitting down and sending in this message to you to let you know how valuable it has been to me. I was at the grocery store right after I finished listening to that podcast, and I was brainstorming all the different ways that I could identify my ICA. And I came up with some really good new ideas thanks to your podcast. So I just wanted to say hello, and I wanted to say thank you, and thank you for inspiring me to think outside the box a little bit and come up with some ideas that I think will hit home a bit better. Thank you for all you do. Bye.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, well, this one either Brock or I could have done. In fact, we had a conversation just before I recorded, just kind of double checking, making sure that we were both in agreement with the five story types that I'm going to share with you today that you should be posting on the regular when it comes to your Instagram stories. All right. Now, remember, our Instagram stories are at the moment not the best place to reach new people. It's where we are able to go deeper with our existing following. So, side note before I begin sharing with you this template, and these are the five types of posts. If you have a perfect day on Instagram stories, you're going to hit all five of these marks. But remember, when you post to your feed, it doesn't hurt to remind people or give them a reason why they need to check in on your stories. You'd be shocked how many people aren't watching your stories because they didn't even think to. They don't know what they're missing. Maybe the last time they tuned in, it felt a little self-serving, or perhaps it wasn't up their alley, or they didn't get great value from it. I mean, frankly, we all have days where we post things that might not be valuable to all of our followers. So when you post in your feed on the regular, I want you to give people a reason why they might want to check out your stories that day. All right, these are the five different types of stories that you should be posting every day. And when I say five different types, each type that I suggest to you might be a series. In other words, one of the things you want to post every single day is a behind the scenes. And ideally, you should do behind the scenes a couple of different times throughout the day. Of course, if there's something interesting going on. Behind the scenes of what you're doing each day gives people a true sense of who you are. They start to feel close to you. A lot of people find it very interesting what it is you do, where it is you go. It's like we're able to be a voyeur, if you will. And we're also looking for things that we relate to. We want to see the mess. We want to see the chaos. We want to see that your bed's not made. We want to see that, you know, the dog threw up. Maybe we don't want to see that. Frankly, we want to see a little bit of the train wreck, and we want to see a little bit of your personal life and what it looks like behind the scenes, and what does your staff look like, and what does the office look like, and what does the inside of your car look like? These things, I know it might seem like that's interesting to people. Yeah, it actually is. And the more real it is, the better. Number two is you want to post at least once a day something that's a helpful suggestion. You see, what we're trying to do in stories is build that know, like, trust factor. Your objective is to be someone that other people can trust. And the best way to do that is to share your opinion, your beliefs, like your very well-researched blender that you love or the hangers that you swear by. your suggestions, the things that you're perhaps recommending to your audience, shouldn't be things that are just self-serving. Like, obviously, I'm going to recommend to my audience that they listen to Build Your Tribe. But if all I were doing were suggesting only my podcast or only things that I offer for sale, that feels awfully self-serving. And we don't trust people who are trying to use a discount code and affiliate for this and affiliate for that for everything that they post. It feels like, how do I really know if this is legitimately what you brush your teeth with or the bone broth that you use or fill in the blank? Like, if you're not recommending things truly because, at least from time to time, you love those things, we don't trust, our audience don't trust the things that we're recommending where we might be actually fans of it, but yet we're also getting an affiliate fee. Like, if you want to do some affiliate sales, if you want to sell your own thing on Instagram stories, you better recommend other things that you truly believe in, stand behind, support, use, and promote just because you know it makes your followers' lives a little better. Maybe it's a book, a documentary, your favorite supplement, a sale that's happening at Nordstrom, like whatever it is. At least once a day, you should be offering a suggestion that is not tied to you financially. The number three type of post that you should be doing at least once a day is you on camera, direct to camera. So I call this DTC, direct to camera. That means it's you, ideally without a beauty filter. You don't need it. You're beautiful enough. You know, you can lighten up the video by swiping once, like the Paris filter isn't going to change your appearance, but it does brighten things up. It lightens things up. So like if there's a lot of contrast on your face, which always shows more wrinkles, if you just swipe once to the Paris filter, it doesn't change the way you look. It's just brighter and lighter. So you could use that. But when you're using beauty filters, I don't know, for me anyways, I don't know how everyone else feels, but I tend to think like, why does this person not think that they're beautiful as is? Like, why are they trying to change their appearance? And I get it from time to time. It's just like, I am doing my audience a favor right now by using this beauty filter. But for the most part, you should try to just be you because that's who we're trying to connect with. And so if you're hiding something, we're wondering why. We either wonder why you're lacking in confidence, who you're trying to pretend you are, or why it is you're using this disguise, if you will. But you need to go to direct camera, if at all possible, like once a day. And the types of topics that you can go direct to camera on include anything that's motivational, something that's inspirational. Maybe it's a story that you want to share. Like, you can do that, and that could be a series, right? So when you're recording a video or a story on Instagram, you've got 15 seconds. But if you just hold down, you can record up to, I think, 4 minutes. I'm not positive about that. I should know that. They've been releasing different versions of this. So some people can still only record for a minute. Some people can record for 2 minutes. I think you can record up to 4 minutes. Don't quote me on that. But either way, you can tell the whole story. Try to be succinct, get to the point, make it interesting, make sure that there's a point to it and it's valuable to your audience, but you can go direct to camera to educate your audience, to share your opinion, your perspective, to offer a tip, a suggestion, your take on something. It's our chance to connect with you. It's how we know that there's a real person behind this perfectly polished, curated feed that we see. That's how you go deeper with people. And they really start to feel like they know you. They're looking for little subtle nuances in your microfacial expressions, the way that you talk, the things that you have in common with the people who are paying attention to your stories. The number four type of story content that you want to post at least once a day is what I call the what they came for. Like, why are people following you in the first place? Are you a fitness account? And then when they go to your stories, is it all hair and makeup and the kids and they never get any fitness tips? They never get any nutrition tips? Like, if you are following someone because they post interior design, and yet when you watch their stories, it's everything but interior design, don't expect that people are actually going to engage in your stories. At least once a day, you got to give them the content that they came for. So for me, that means at least once a day, I'm trying to offer some type of either social media tip, a business idea, productivity, health and fitness. Like, those are the things that people follow me for. So everything can't be funny. Everything can't be about my family or my dogs or whatever I find interesting or my take on something. At least once a day, I've got to post something that represents why people follow me, what they came for. The number five type of content, story content, that you should be posting every single day, and this is the most important one, is content that builds your email list. I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs reach out to me every single week, desperate because some social media account has been closed down, or because they want to make this pivot in their business, or because an area of their business is not doing well. I can't tell you how many network marketers have reached out to me because their network marketing organization has recently been shut down by the FTC, or this amazing Facebook ad campaign that was responsible for all of their income and all of their sales. Suddenly, they can't get it to work. And they're at a loss. Their business is literally failing because they can't get social media to work for them. And every single time I think to myself, wow, this is someone who listens to Build Your Tribe, and how have they missed the fact that in almost every single episode, myself and Brock are reminding you, you have got to build your email list. Every social media episode that we produce, the point of social media is to help and serve people in such a way that they are being added to your email list. Without an email list, you're flying without a net. If you want true passive income, if you truly want to take your business to the next level, if you want true passive income, if you want to have more than one stream of income, you need to focus your efforts every single day on creating some way to serve your audience in such a way that in exchange for that, they're giving you their email address. And the best place to do this is via your Instagram stories. It's almost impossible to do it in your regular Instagram feed. Certainly you can, and I encourage you to use Linktree. In your Instagram bio, use Linktree so that you have more than one freemium that you can send people to. You can send people to the multitude of links that you perhaps promote, because again, I'm hoping that you have multiple streams of income. But ideally, in your stories is where you want to give people a reason why they either swipe up if you've got 10,000 followers, or you can simply say, go to this domain, and you can type it in text or font across the video and say, take a screenshot of this. Or another way you can do this is by saying, if you would like to have my free report, just click yes. Remember, you can add the poll feature, which is a sticker on Instagram stories. Like, you can add that sticker to any story. And you can just simply say, hey, if you would like to have my free report on fill in the blank or my free Audible coaching program, just click yes. And then every person who clicks yes, when you look at your story insights, you'll see the exact Instagram account of every single person who clicked yes. And then you can have your virtual assistant log in and simply copy and paste that link to every single person for pennies, for far less than what you would spend on a targeted Facebook campaign. Yes, that's how you add people to your email list. 100 people at a time, 10 people at a time, 1,000 people at a time, whatever it takes. That's the way you do it. And you heard me say, you should be doing that at least once a day. At least once a day, you should be sending people either to your email list or something that takes them off of social and onto your platform, onto your website, or perhaps onto your podcast. In most cases, I would say 80% of the time, I want you to promote your email list. And now for my bonus tip, and that is what not to overpost. I have the good fortune of having quite a few people, students who are in the Marketing Impact Academy who have over 10,000, 30,000, 100,000, even, gosh, we have a couple of Marketing Impact Academy members who have over 1 million followers. So it's an ideal situation where we can create case studies with them and actually evaluate their insights. And I can tell you one very common trend that's happened amongst influencers, and I consider anyone who has over 10,000 followers, actually, you know what? Anyone over 100 followers is an influencer, because if you're reaching one person, you're influencing someone. So if you have influence, which you do, the worst thing that you can do is abuse it and make it self-serving. We've all followed people who it's like they've got a podcast and they launch their podcast. And then for weeks, every single thing that they post to their Instagram stories is a screenshot of someone who's listening to their podcast, which is great. That's awesome. But it's also, it doesn't serve you as a person who's following them. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's cool. I know you have a podcast, but do I need to see 40 posts of your podcast? That's cool that you've just launched your book. But are you really taking care of your audience if for weeks and weeks and weeks, that's all you're promoting, that's all you're posting? I'm sorry. I think that is so gag worthy. I don't understand. You know, actually, I do understand. I think influencers get in the habit of watching each other and they're like, oh, so-and-so is shoving their book down our throat. So I guess that's what you do. I guess you just promote it like crazy, like crazy, like crazy. And every single post is about your book or about your podcast or about your upcoming event. And I'm just going to keep posting about this event and posting about this event and posting about this course and posting about this product that I'm launching over and over and over. And you're shoving it down people's throats so much that we're like, enough already. You are a constant commercial for yourself. Enough of the self-promotion. You're not thinking about me, the follower. I'm over it. I haven't watched your stories in forever. Now, if you're guilty of this, just take a look at your story insights. You can go back and look at the history of your story insights. Like, you can go back a year and compare. Take a look at what happens. I mean, even the little bit of promotion that we did during the release of the 1-3-1 book, I was still very, very conscientious about the way that I did that in social media. So when people tagged me and held up the book, a cover of the book, right? And they tagged me. What I did is I took a screenshot of it. And then rather than posting up each and every one of those individually, I created collages. So yes, I was sharing those individuals, but I was able to share like 8 people in one collage. Or when we launched the Marketing Impact Academy, for sure I'm promoting that at least once a day so that people are recognized for joining the Marketing Impact Academy. I'm honoring the new students. I am totally trying to create some FOMO for the people who are sitting on the fence and kicking themselves for not jumping in on time and, you know, missing it before we close registration. But again, on that same day, I'm going to post other really valuable content. I'm not going to fire hose it on my followers. I'm going to sprinkle it throughout the week, a little bit each day, but I'm not going to solely post that content. And I think that's the number one mistake influencers are making, is they are using stories in such a self-serving way that they're shooting themselves in the foot. I don't feel closer to those people. I find it kind of distasteful, to be honest. And it takes me a long time to go back and look at their stories to see if they've returned to valuable content. I'd love to know if you agree. So take a screenshot of this episode of the podcast. I swear I will at least share a couple of those. I won't share 100, but I'll share a couple. And when you share the Build Your Tribe podcast to your Instagram stories, that's one of the types of things you're supposed to be doing every day. Remember, I said you definitely want to share something that's a suggestion to your followers, like a great podcast you're listening to, or a book, or a documentary, or a sale. Remember, when you recommend things that you don't get any benefit from it, your audience loves that. That endears them to you. More importantly, tell them why something is ideal for them, or why they would like the documentary, or what about this podcast they're going to find interesting or useful. And when you do that, I'll get to see it and I get to share a couple of those and you'll see how I do that. All right. So follow through. That's your assignment for the day. As usual, I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping this brief. That's my goal, is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, for today, we are done. That's all for now. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know.
but I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor. No, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to shalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions and I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear. And I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, shalene.com/my thing, and I am really excited for you to do this.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried 3 other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.